Hey guys, welcome back to another podcast episode. I'm your host Glow, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. Let's get into it, y'all. It's Wednesday. I just woke up. I feel so well rested. I feel like Nikona energy. I feel like Nikona good vibes and good spirits. You know. I hope you woke up today and remembered how blessed you are. Because one day when shit hits the fan, you'll remember these days. Bro, you know, you have to go through hell. Like how people normally say you have to go through the hell period when everything is falling apart, blah, 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 for things to align. I always wonder, how many times does that happen through life? Because when you think about it, how many times have you hit rock bottom? Like, how many times have you hit, like, I mean, serious rock bottom? Tunakuanga tu in bad moods, alafu tunasema ume hit rock bottom, chawalai, and then you bounce back. I feel like I've hit rock bottom. I hit rock bottom when I was like 19, 23 and a bit last year too. Last year I was 24. I'm not gonna lie. There were some times last year. And you know how many times you bounce back and you feel like in your way, you've been reborn. Like, how does it have to happen? Because I don't think I can take another one. Please, can we just be good from here on out? I am not the toughest soldier. I like being good. You see, when I'm happy like this, but I feel like I'm thriving. Let me tell you, you guys are some horny ass motherfuckers. You know, I've been seeing people drinking okra water and all that, and I was thinking, oh my god, the girlies are taking care of themselves. They want the skin to glow. I was like, I'm here for it. I'm seeing people, you know, I'm seeing people with routines, nini shorts. And until I found out what you guys are doing it for. Y'all are so nasty. Y'all are so, my bitch pose, nasty. Y'all are so, what do you mean? Y'all are doing it to get that wet, to get that gushy. Z, do they pet? Where are the parents? Because nani aliwafunza hiyo tabia? You know, these days, people are just not innocent anymore. These days, you see someone ati, oh, sijui, ati I'm eating my fruit, sijui. Nadhani anakula juu, yo shit ni yummy. Ati anakula juu, oh, anapenda pineapples. See, anakula for the sex. I'm like, everything is so sexualized, bro. Like, what exactly are we doing? Y'all are some horny ass motherfuckers. Because you think, someone is just taking care of themselves and just being, you know. That dude goes a horny ass. Like, food isn't food anymore. Ule siyamto na kula rice and beans, just jinini. Hey, kula tu rice and beans, bro. Kula tu rice and beans. Watch your mambo ingine. Watch your kukua horny ass, nigga. Anyway. Guys, I saw this most romantic shit on my timeline earlier this week. Also, just right now, I was on TikTok and I saw something so romantic. Okay, what I saw on Twitter earlier this week, I saw someone saying, she's so pretty, I need to start a farm with her. Huh? Can you imagine a man saying that? And then today in the morning, when I got on TikTok, I saw some lady posting, my husband bought me 300 acres of land. Like a farmland, bro, to be loved. Honestly, to be loved. And I don't know why. Okay, I'm really into the whole farming content and everything. That's what I've been liking on my timeline on TikTok recently. I don't know. I usually feel like I'm built for that life, either the island life or the farm life, because definitely I'm not. The city life, this fast life, this working every day, doing this and this and this and this. I feel like it's not. It's just not. It's not. It's not. You know what I'm saying. Farm life looks so beautiful, and I've seen like three of my friends get into it. I actually recently saw some guy who I haven't spoken to in a very, very long time. She's doing it now too on TikTok. Like, alitoka Nairobi when? Like, ulitoka huku when? Na oku shago saizi? Anafanya, bro, the land is so huge. The land is so huge and he's just doing his thing. Tomatoes, juu mapapers, juu nini. And anakaya, ata anakani kama ana glow, bro. Like, he just looks, I was like, wait a goddamn minute. This should be me. So I usually see girls on TikTok and, you know, just drawing strawberries and stuff like that. And I'm like, this looks so peaceful. Imagine just having a family and all you do is just grow strawberries, no tengeneze fruitcake or ice cream or... Bro, that life looks like the softest life ever. I remember when we started farming, like with my mom, you know, our ushago in Kakamega, we usually grew sugarcane. But we wanted to branch out and do other things. Like, we started doing tomatoes. Just tomatoes, onions, na. I think ilikuwa sukuma ama ilikuwa nini? Hey, yo. Let me tell you, the sugarcane. Easy peasy. That one was nothing. When we started doing tomatoes, and then, sujui what happened? They all ozad. By the time, and let me tell you, zina oza yo last minute. After the long wait, when you're excited, when you're like, oh my God, can't wait. You know, it's the hope that kills. It's the hope that kills. Because when we got to the last part, everything done and dusted, dead, genini. Bro, have you ever been heartbroken? It was so disappointing. It was so, so disappointing. And like, that happens. A lot of things went south. Not just the tomatoes, like a lot of things when we were trying the startup, because you know, also we were doing it ourselves. Got me jambia yo ya. Oh, you know, we know what we're doing. To call your time, blah blah ni ni ni.
Hey, yo, you actually do need the assistance.
You do need the assistance. So yeah, so we kept on learning and all that, and for the most part, when I used to go, my mom still does it. She still goes. Mimi personally ndo niliacha. There's something so nini about it when you get it right. It feels so fulfilling and everything when you get it right. So at that point is when I was like, oh, if farm life actually seemed by, you know, example how when we were young, I remember how we used to be in school and teachers would ask, oh, what do you want to do in life? Nini, nini, blah, blah, blah. People would be like, oh, doctor, nini, nini. Na mtu angejaribu kusema farm. Venye ungechekwa crazy. Ungechekwa crazy. And I'm like, now everybody's doing it because we realized, one, it's one of the most, it's one thing that's guaranteed to win. Everyone needs to eat every single day. You know, it's one thing you can never actually go wrong in. I feel, personally. But anyway, I just saw that and I was like, people are living my dream. How does it feel to be living my dream? I mean, Koko, afikiri a rent. What do you mean? Guys, because speaking of rent, you know, what do you call it? The watchman that we have right now. Guys, nikona beef na Uchi. Let me tell you guys the story and then you guys tell me if I'm overthinking or, you know, mambo yangu, kahonko mambo yangu. But to see, kuruja hapa kunika slide. We're dingy. Anyway, so my watchman, this one who's here right now, the watchman I like is on leave, the regular one, the normal one. So when you're cover size, ni substitute, should I say. He used to be the night watchman, and then they got another night watchman who's so lovely. I love that night watchman. They got another night watchman, and then he just went. So I usually see him when this other guy goes on leave. So I guess we're not exchanging evil. This guy, you know how there's usually those men who just, and I'm not making it a gender war. I swear, wala, nisikie kwanza. Hear me out. There's usually those men who, there's a way they treat women and there's a way they treat men that's just very, it's very telling. You're treating me like this because
I'm a woman, right? So the first few times when he was being shady with me, I actually didn't care as much. It hit me when one day I came home, and you know our parkings are not assigned. Our parking, like, unaweza park anywhere. Sasa ni wewe kukuwa mjanja, like, mimi personally, how I usually park, I don't want to park in front of someone because anaweza niamsha asubuhi na hiyo school mi siendi mahali. You get? Anaweza niamsha asubuhi na siendi mahali. Especially if I see I'm parking in front of a car, I usually see leaving early or whatever. Because the days I leave early, so I'll see some people who leave early, or well, you just notice magari kwa park is a lot. Kuna venye uta notice. So yeah. So I usually don't park in front of people and stuff like that. So that day when I got home, I came to a parking section I usually like at the corner. Just because I like it, not at anything else. Plus, a corner mtu wapo. So nimepark vizuri na nimepark nyuma. So mtu akipark mbele yangu, mimi najua. I think, was it like on the weekend or something? I just knew the next day I wasn't going anywhere. So it's okay if you park in front of me or whatever, as long as mimi siamushu kusonga, you get. So I parked there. Then he comes and he tells me, actually, there are no other people on this parking spot. Karibu na gate sasa. Ati, nianze kupaka po, ndo, wase wapak wakienda. You get what I'm saying? Okay, and on that line. I'm like, first of all, that doesn't make any sense. You watched me reverse park no kuniambia ni rudi huko. Are you mad, man? Also, see kama ni me park in front of anyone. See kama ni me park who block anyone from getting space or anything. So I'm like, mbona nifanye hivyo? Mbona nitoke kwa gari? Nianze kupark tena. Like, huh? So then I was like, I'm not parked in front of anyone. Like, I just told him I'm not parked in front of anyone. I've not disrupted anyone's nini. Everyone else can do what you want them to do. Me personally, me mi sha park. Unani watch ni kiri wa spark alafu. Unani ambe ni park tena. Kwani uwe kregi. So then, this is how I knew, guys. This year, my immediate neighbor, she came home. That day, I remember I got home late. I got home like around 6 something. Umse anafikanga home around your time pia. So when he came, he parked in front of me because I feel like anakuanga ameona nikitokagi, like nikitokanga natokanga after yeye. Because he leaves really early, like ukoma 5-6. Mimi yo 5-6 ndo naamka, so natoka after. So I think he is already clocked that. So he parked in front of me, meaning it's easier for him pia akuna mtu anamwamsha. Tell me why this nigga didn't come and tell him. How come he didn't tell him to park like that also? Eh? You see what I'm saying? And then him is met with greetings, with respect. Mimi, huh? What about me? What about the youth? Mimi, nothing, bro, nothing. Ata salamu, nikama namsumbua, in fact, ata kuishi huku, nika nambo. And let's not deny it. They're usually men who, as my friends have told me this thing, they're usually men who look at you and they're like, they don't believe you have the things that you have, evil too, that actually you worked for them. They believe there's someone who's giving you this shit. So when they look at you, they're already disrespecting you. You know, like, one time, my friend said something. He said something so shady, I need to argue. He was like, you know, sometimes when he sees women taking vacations and stuff like that, he's wondering, you know, what she had to do for that vacation. I turned back, I said, what do you mean what she had to do for that vacation? He was like, whenever he sees women like doing these things, blah, 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 and ajua too, definitely, and adishi wanda apatize a video. I was like, wait, huh? I was like, so you don't believe a woman can just have her own money? Ama, what if mzazi yake ndo anambia hivyo? Why do we have to skip to she's definitely getting fucked for everything she has? Mbona. And I feel like it's such a projection thing. I feel like you feel like you're not achieving things and you're not where you want to be. So hakuna mse anaweza kuwa hapo. Z ni wewe tu ndo una project. Imagine the people genuinely doing their own thing and just getting their own, you know what I'm saying. So personally, I feel like that's my beef with the watchman. I feel like that's my beef with him. He's already looking at me and he's thinking, Udingi labda ata. Udingi. Ude labda analipiwa rent huku na ajifanya hivi. Sir. Wait, ata si jifanyi. I'm just minding my own business. You know that thing of people can still hate you even when you mind your own business. Like, people look for a beef with you even when you're minding your own business. Like, I hate humans so much. I hate humans so much. Guys, you know, I recently had such a crazy story about, I don't know if I've said this before. I think I've said this before. It's sounding very familiar in my head. That's why I'm feeling like I said it before. I feel like I said it when I turned 25 earlier this year on one of those fast podcasts, Nili Sema shit. I said how life is so crazy. Like, getting to 25, getting to the age you get to is actually such a blessing, yeah? Because along the way, you lose people to a lot of things. You lose people to death. You lose people to life choices. You lose people to growth. You lose people to... A lot of things come into play as to why you lose people throughout your life, yeah? Right now, I'm 25. And when I take a step back and I look at people who I was with, like, let's say, come on, you went away high school and stuff like that. Everyone took a different route. You know, not all of us went the same way. Not all of us are doing the same thing or whatever. People have their own lives. Like, people are doing their own thing. You get, like, everyone is doing something. Whether it's good or bad, people are doing their own thing, right? Tell me why the other day I was chilling with my friends. I had left work and I didn't want to go through traffic. So, sinkena ni kapitana na wase, ni kingoja like around, because ni kwani mitoka a bit late. So, ni kasawa, wakusha ni kingoja like 6:37. There's usually no traffic up over the side. So, hey, so tell me why. Explain to me why. I'm being told by my friends, my high school best friend apparently shot someone when they were trying to rob them. Listen, the robbing is crazy. Shooting. Munato obi guns. What do you mean? We used to bump King Von together. Kumbe alikuwa na chukua notes. Alikuwa na take notes. I was shocked when I had that story. This was my high school best friend. Like, we ended up drifting because of small things. We were in high school. The reason I went to that high school was because of him. He told my mom, oh, you know, she can come to this high school, we'll be together, blah, blah, blah. This is the school bus schedule and stuff like that. So my mom was like, yeah. Because my mom, anyway, wanted me to go to a private school. It's just that she didn't know which private school she wanted me to go to. So yeah, so my mom was like, oh, she went and checked out the school. She was like, it's great. We should go tomorrow. So they see you, blah, blah, blah. The finishing steps and everything. So yeah, so we went, I joined the school, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Fast forward. This is my best friend. This is my boy for life. So we've grown up together, you know, like since diapers. You see me in diapers, my boy. So one day we used to sit together even in the school bus because today she's the same place long as. So of course, we're not a couple more. So one day I get to the bus. I'm excited. I don't remember what happened. Either nilikuwa nimepass or something like that. Sijui, next year too, what happened. Na nilikuwa excited. So of course, who am I excited to tell? Other than my class friend. I also had a really good friend. She was called Juicy. She was my really, really good friend in high school. We're in the same class and everything. I love her so much. We used to just be in school, tuna check, I do the whole day, tuna study, tuna make sure each other, like, everyone gets good grades and stuff like that. Like, I did think at a point, teachers used to think we used to cheat. Like, if I'm number one, she's number two. If she's number one, I'm number two. Like, evil. Like, coordinate, change evil. Adi, moja anakaa class anatuambia ati weka huko nyuma, weka huko mbele. Still the same thing because we study together, like, you know. So shout out to her. Oh, she got married too. So shout out to her. Living great, you know. Shout out to her. So yeah. So I get to the bus. I'm excited to tell my friend. Sijui nilikuwa nataka kumwambia nini, but nakumbuka nilikuwa so excited and he shut me down so bad, which I didn't get why. So I'm like, eh, okay. Mind you, pia alikuwa amekaa na mtu mwingine on my seat. So I'm like, okay, maybe wanaongea. Bus ikianza kusonga, nini? So I shook out the bus. I go to my friend now, my classmate friend, Juicy. I go to her, I'm like, oh, we're just talking before bus ianze kuenda. Bus yake ikatoka ya kwanza. So I went back to my bus. I'm saying, this nigga is still on my seat. So I'm like, could you move? Because the bus is about to go. They both look at me and they laugh like, who they wanongelesha nani? So I'm confused. Mind you guys, if you've been listening to this podcast since it started, I was a very shy person back in the day. Till now, you know? So I'm wondering, yo, anyone that are getting enough, and you are. So I'm very soft-spoken. I'm just quiet. I'm like, you know, like, what's going on? So I'm like, I'm confused at that point. When they laughed, when they did that kahoo laugh thing, I felt so bad. I felt like, well, not just like some mean girl type shit. I felt so bad. So the guys who are sitting now back bench, because your seat is the second seat from the back bench. So the guys who are sitting back bench, well, you notice me kind of balancing tears. Moja akanivuta tu nyuma, akaniambia usilie mbele yake. Like, I get I'm kufanya madharau, but usilie mbele yake. So when he pulled me like that, I started crying. I'm in the back seat, I'm crying. I'm like, hey, what about the one homie I have, and then Nintendo Evo? Hey, yo, I don't think you kumbuka. Bro, I was just too young and innocent. Why would you do that to me? So yeah. So we get home and everything. Nobody talks about anything. I don't text him. He doesn't text me. Blah blah. So who was he? Sijambia mamangu yet. Because if I tell my mom, the friendship is over for real. It's done. It's done and that's it. We're not friends no more. So I slap benefit of the doubt. I'm like, oh, maybe there's just something. I'm like, maybe there's something I did. And I'll just ask him tomorrow and say sorry. You know, I'll fix it. Because now I'm thinking it's my fault. I'm like, nimemfanyia nini? Like, I'm blaming myself. The whole night, I'm just blaming myself. So we get to school. First, kwa bus kwanza. Me personally, niko like, okay. Naweza kuwa nimemkosea, but hii seat ni yangu. Yeye ndo alinipata nikikaa hapo. So Z. Yeye alikuwa backbencher. Mimi ndo nilikuwa nakaa hapo. Akakuja kukaa na mimi. So I rudi back bench basi. So I went and I sat on that seat. And I remember someone. No, actually, I sat on that seat. Nobody sat there. So I'm waiting for him to come. So he can come and sit there. So I can ask him, yo, what was yesterday about? Did I do something to you? Did I offend you? Blah, blah, blah. You know, can we talk about it? Can we fix it? Tell me why this nigga enters the bus. He goes and sits at the back. The back. And then I can't have to kuniangalia, bro. Bro, my heart sank again. You know that when you're looking at someone hopeful, they come sit next to you, you guys fix it. Hey, Ali Peter too. I was so humbled. Ali Peter, I was like, what's he? So other people came, other people sat there. And anyway, we get to school. He hasn't talked to anyone. Nobody's talking to him. Because at the time, I was the youngest one. Nilikuwa form 2, everyone else was form 3 up. So yeah, I was like the baby over there. So everyone was like, yo, your shit will be fine. And I was pretty shady. Like, why would you do that to Glow? Like, ajay fanyama kitu anyone ugu. So he didn't answer anyone. In fact, alilenga kila mtu. So we got to school in Nini. When we get to school, there's this other friend of mine. Apparently, this nigga started dating some girl. He started dating some mean girl in school. Remember those? She was like the popular girl in school, like the pretty girl in school and stuff like that. So he started dating her. So she said that he can't be friends with me anymore. I was like, oh. So you know why she did that? This girl used to be those type of girls who wanted you to kiss their ass. Me and my friend Juicy would never ever do that. We never had that click mentality or oh, ati your boss mi ara ati unaniambia nikulete lunch yako na nikulete. Kwani nimegreek? Hey, kwani sipendi nyumbani? Like, what do you mean? Heri ni kwe friendless. So, that was kind of like her payback to me. Like, that's how she realized she could hit me. Because she tried doing other things, but nothing worked. Kwa sababu, mi si kwa na jali yo. Yo mambo ya, siju kwa famous, oh kwa the popular girl, oh siju kupendwa. Kwani ni Disney? Like, what is Disney? You thought there are girls like that who actually existed in real life. And that shit was so crazy. That shit was so crazy. But one thing about me, you were never going to bully me. Because me napendwa nyumbani. Like, even if you tried to say something about me, my brother would be like, like, uko smarter than ye, uko prettier than ye. Like, ajana na umse, uyo simskize. And for a fact, it was facts. It was not, ati, my brother is just saying that because he's my brother. I mean, I was smarter. I was prettier. Like, I was getting good grades. So, mona tulagi na wewe. Plus, also, I had my friend, Jussie. And she also had that mentality of the ini nini. Like, this is dumb. There's no leader of the pack over here. We're all just kids existing. Like, can you dumb it down? This is... I need to go High School Musical. Like, can you dumb it down? Okay, Sharpay. Okay. So yeah, so that was her hitting me back by taking my best friend, I guess. I'm not gonna lie, that shit hurt like a motherfucker. But the second I talked about it with my friend now, Jussie, like I told her what happened, Nina was like cried and everything. She was like, girl, you didn't do anything. What are you even ready to tell someone sorry for? And they're the ones who've done you dirty. And at that moment, let me tell you, at that moment, I realized I have so many people that love me around. Like, one on a dwell on this shit. So it was never a big deal anymore. Like, to literally not catch her down. Eventually, I think she noticed it wasn't doing anything. She ended up dumping his ass because she was just using him. You know, she ended up dumping his ass. He tried to start talking to me, like, whenever we'd be in the bus and we're like laughing about other things with other people, he'd try and jump in and be like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. Payback time, bitch, ho. Nilikuwa namlenga, like, unaniambia nini? You should have to go niliye mbele ya watu. Are you crazy? That's some audacity you have. So, yeah, so, we, through high school, because your time alikuwa from 3, nilikuwa from 2. We didn't talk as much. We stopped, so, like, we drifted. We kind of really drifted. By the time we were getting back together, I think I was, like, form 4, miss and then from 3. And we weren't even talking, I'm good. You know, from being best friends, from being, like, you were literally my brother. From that to, oh, hey, nini, you know, just being cordial and being respectful. Allahu kilam tayanda their way. So yeah, so after that, we just didn't talk much. The next time I saw him, it was like, okay, my 2021. It's 10 years, my events and stuff like that. We'd meet at events and I'd be like, oh, hi, blah, blah, blah. Chill out and that one way. But you can't even, if you saw us right now, how we interact now, you cannot believe we were childhood best friends. Always, yeah, mini. Nikawa, see me, random regulars from my patana too. So yeah, so I was told that he, oh, now he's, you know, a thug. Full-on thug. I was like, what do you mean? This is someone who was very smart. Was very smart as well. Very attractive. I'm not gonna lie. Very handsome. He was a handsome young man. Even till now. Because, like, when I used to see him, he's still attractive. He was so talented. He was really good in football. Hey, he was great. Not even good. Good is downplaying. He was great. I think ata aliendanga kacheza. Was it, like, Emirates Ndonia Arsenal at some point in his life. When we were kids, bro, he had all these opportunities. He has a whole ass picture with Thierry Henry. I'm like, how does that go from that to this? I was like, no, Najwa. It usually takes like one life experience for shit to go sideways. It's always one small thing. As an adult, you realize, by the way, kadogo tu inaweza fanya either ukreki, either u stray. Like, it's always one small thing. So that's why I said, getting to 25, you know, as I am right now, is such a blessing. It's something that you should really be grateful for when you're getting through these years. Because honestly, one small thing can really shift your life in such a crazy way. As I remember, like, ukisama 13-year-old you, ukianzanga high school, akuone saizi. You know, it's such a different... Bro, it's so crazy. It's so crazy. When I had that story, I was very, very shocked. I was like, you know, like, I started thinking, what's the one thing that could have gone wrong that led him to doing this? Sometimes shit just happens. Shit just hits the fan. It's crazy. Life is just crazy. It's really, really crazy. Anyway. Yeah, so I told you guys I had the... I'm currently on leave right now. I know you're going to say a glow who takes leave. I left for an early job Thursday, Friday. Listen, the meeting that I had for this new job, was on Monday. If they did it today, ingekuwa way better. I couldn't pick a day. So I picked Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to be off. But I'm very comfortable at home. I'm currently feeling I'm very comfortable at home. I kind of want to just say, see Rudy. I said, I don't need to call on God to paycheck, yangu, because my paycheck is tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday, yeah. I don't need to call on God to paycheck, yangu, need to play. And in all honesty, I'm feeling like that's where I'm at. Let's just be honest about it. You know, I felt like I was really, I felt like nilikuwa na chance at the position I was, because there were people who would come in, yeah. Where I was more of like a creative space, yeah. And I feel like when like younger people would come, let's say Mtakuju with a higher following or whatever than you, they were being treated with more respect. And I told you guys I was earning less than what I was earning in 20. Last year it was 20? 24. Wait, 2024, last year was 2023. So in 2022, I was earning way, way more. And then, you know, when I left, I got this and it was way, way less. And I was like, what exactly am I doing? So I started feeling really needy. And then I realized people who are younger than me or whatever are being treated better in these positions. I was like, yeah, I'm being played. We're doing the same thing now. Maybe I'm going to hire following than me. I was like, wait a minute. I gotta leave. I need to leave. So I'm not saying why I have to do the whole respect thing of going back tomorrow and Friday. Like, I can just call it quits, honestly. You know? I also saw they had some controversy thing on TikTok. I saw someone talking about them on TikTok recently. So I don't know what that was about. But yeah. And also, when I got this job, I remember when I got it, like, 2 weeks later, I went and I told my friends, and when I told my friend, one of them was like, oh, you know, she's worked with them and they did this and this and this and this. And eventually when she backed out of it, she had to block them. So later on, it's when I realized a couple of things, but yeah. But anyway, now I'm out of it. So, you know, now that I've officially gotten the job position, it's time to buckle down and tick off the next thing in my box. The thing about adulting, you know, you have 5 seconds to be like, oh, shout out to me, blah, 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 nee, nee, celebration. And then next, what's next on the box? Like, you stop for a minute, you achieve one thing, on to the next achievement. Akuna breaks, akuna, like, it's what's next? Because, you know, also, usually you feel like, it's usually really great to keep going when you have that winning energy or you have that winning streak. I feel like your energy, always keep it pushing when you have that energy around you. I feel like you'll achieve more and more and more when you keep on doing that. I don't know. For me, that's what I usually believe. When I have winning energy around me, I keep going for things because I feel like Nico on that lucky streak. So... Don't stop. Keep going. So yeah, you know, like now I have 3 months to seriously sit down and get my affairs in order. The one thing I'm really dreading though is house hunting again. Oh my god. Easy streets. My last episode on house hunting. How I was almost scammed, how I was almost let me tell you, in Nairobi kama owe ni mtu umekuja juzi, one wanaweza kukin, wanaweza kukin. Ain't shit sweet. I've seen these days, like even on TikTok, you know, sometimes when you like one thing, more videos keep on coming up. I'm seeing utter scammers on TikTok for house hunting. Mtu anapost the apartment ya wapi? Wongo, iyo ni wapi uko? Wewe. Alafu anakudanganya ati Kasarani na amechukua studio apartment ya maju. Uende uko ukidnapiwe uko human trafficked. We, siende. Be very, very careful. I love you, Zisa. Nice apartment. Alafu siji Kasarani 15K. Nani video ameiba siji kutoka ya wapi? Even you, when the deal is too good to be true. My love, be very, very careful. I'm feeling like, you know, when I moved in here, I had signed an agreement of staying here for like a year. I had signed an agreement for staying here for an year, but now, why does that not sound right? A year. Listen, to watch an itunayo. I had signed for staying here for a year, but I was thinking like I'm going to move out a bit earlier, around August, September. For one, my landlord tried increasing my rent earlier this year. Mind you, I've only been here for, when did I move? Have I been here? I don't know how long I've been here. So he tried to do it early. By the time when he was trying to increase my rent, I think I'd been here for like 3 months. I don't think it's going to be 3 months. Mind you, we signed an agreement that my rent is not supposed to be changed for a year. Because when I moved in here, I had my rent set aside in an account for the year. Nilikuwa nimejipanga hivyo. My expenses, I had already pangad my expenses for the year. I had already jotted everything down. I knew nikona hii pesa set aside for rent, pesa set aside for living, pesa set, like you know how you have all those things written down. So by the time I'm getting into the third month, this nigga messages emails the whole estate. There's like a small gated community. My apartment's actually really nice. They're kidogo. We're like three apartments, like in a kama bungalow. Apartments kidogo too, so I really like that too. I really hope I get apartments like these ones again. You know, these days your apartments are just so mona ziko refu na mingi hivyo, Mr. Kineba's mingi hivyo. So he emailed, and when he emailed the whole apartment block, he emailed and they said, oh, there's going to be an increase in rent. I didn't think too much of it because I already know. Let me tell you. One thing about life, always sign a contract. No matter how small it is, always sign a contract. Always sign a contract. Ata ikuwe kitu ati mtu anakulipa 5k, sign your contract. Because mtu anakwambia, oh, una agree ya 5k. Kama na agree ya 5k, unilipe yo 5k basi. Questions, you know. So yeah, always sign a contract. So I signed a contract where I was not going to have a rent increment for the whole year, because I knew my nini was to stay here for the whole year until I start thinking of something else again, right? So by the third month when I was here, my rent, they sent that email, and I was like, I sent a text back. I sent, you know, received your email, blah, 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 but you do remember we had this agreement, nini. No response. I was left on red. That time, niliwasha blue ticks yangu, ndo nijue kama anasoma masomi. So, akaniacha on red. Blue ticks and all. I said, by the time rent is coming, I'm going to pay the normal rent I pay. If they have a problem with it, they will speak up. So, I paid my normal rent. Nobody said anything. We get to this month. I paid. This month is April. I paid my rent. When I paid, just after I paid, because I paid like, my rent is due on the 5th. I think I paid like on the 1st April. But actually, before. When I paid immediately, they texted me and they said, oh, you have a balance of this and this and this. I said, no, I don't have any balance. I said, I sent a picture of the contract. Let me tell you. I'm such an adult. First, documents zote, laminated and everything so they don't get spoiled. I have all my papers, baby. All my papers. So I take a picture of the contract and I say, that is this and this and this. But I'm gonna say the contract. So I take a picture and I send it to them. Again, what do they do? Leave me on red. Now, this is the landlord. One of my issues is Mona Hawizi respond back. Mona Hawizi. Say something, baby. I'm giving up on you. Say something. Come on. Ninini. Atasema, okay. Atasema, okay. Here for potassium. Something. Unanieka pressure. Unanifanya nikwe anxious, babe. Sipendi ataku text. Okay. You're making me anxious. So, no response, nothing. Just again, blue ticks. I usually feel like, especially as a young girl, in this Kenya of ours, you know, there are always places you're going to go and there's someone who's looking at you and they're like, we won't to yet anajua nini, you get. And they feel like they can carry you anyhow, treat you anyhow or whatever. I'm your tenant. You're my landlord. Can we have a conversation about, rent is a very serious thing, by the way, because siju kama kesho utakuja kunitoa huko. Like, nani kwako? Siwezi argue. Siwezi argue. I can't argue. In fact, if you decide to be a bitch about it, I'll leave. It ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. I don't have to be here. I don't have to be here at the end of the day. But can we have a conversation? Can you text me and say, hey, da 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 da? Then I text you and I say, hey, but remember we have this and this and this and this. And then you tell me, oh, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry about that. You don't even have to say sorry about that. Just say, forget about that. Oh, whatever. Communication, agenda. And I usually feel like also when you're dealing with adults, I feel like there's a way adults usually look at us. They're like, we don't know anything. They undermine our intelligence. So when I very funny, very, because I feel like maybe neighbors on wing in when there's a corner gelestua better than I am. He's probably looking at me and probably thinking, oh, you know, how does this little girl have money for rent and stuff like that? You know, and stuff like that. Just the way I said, that men who look at you and they don't believe you're doing things for yourself. They don't believe you're doing things for yourself. That's how I feel. So now I'm feeling like, personally, we're not in a great relationship with my landlord. It's feeling like, I don't know what you're thinking. You're giving me room to overthink. And also, I remember this one time I actually tried calling when this rent thing happened. I tried calling and no answer. Never called me back. You know, even call me back and ask me why. Like, Aish, the no communication is loud. It's so fucking loud and it's so fucking annoying. And I hate that thing of unajua niko kwa nyumba ya mtu. Niko kwa nyumba ya mtu. Me personally, I've seen how my mom has been a landlady for a very, very long time. Watching that na yo, scratch back. Kitambo, when I was a kid, when we used to live in Langata, the first house my mom moved into, she was renting, of course, right? Our landlady was so nice. I even told my mom, in life, I don't think to type at a landlady, I'm a landlord, come on, you tenor. Thank God we've never needed a landlord or a landlady again. Shout out to my mom. So yeah, so I was like, you think right now, because I've been to my friends' places and stuff like that, and I've seen their landlords and their landladies. And I always tell my mom, remember our landlady, she was actually so good. Because right now, if we are living at someone's house and that's what we would be getting, why. Some landlords and landladies are actually very, very, very crazy. And you know, at the end of the day, you live at someone's house. There's really not much you can do about it. Like, you also can't be rude. Me na nanga tawo shogi argue na landlord ama landlady, and then kwa like, okay, na juu kuna rights, lakini kuna vitu zingine. Me nikiona mtu anakuonyesha madharau, just start planning the future. Start planning the future. Don't think ati, oh, you're going to be there long term. See, ukianza kuona landlord yako ama landlady ana act funny funny, wewe anza kufikiria, okay, what's my plan B? Where am I going to go? Don't fix it on that place. It's not your place. It's really not your place. You can really up and leave and save yourself the argument, save yourself the fight, save yourself all that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, so yeah. So it's so crazy how fast this year is going. Because you know, three months down the line is going to be August. Bro, aren't August the time in Azanga Kwenda Mbio, what on Zuxema drink same? Pump the brakes. But let me tell you, you know what? I'm feeling very content and very satisfied and very positive about myself. I started the year by saying I want to make more money. I want to do things differently. Have been doing that. And now I've checked off earning more money. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. I can actually end the year right now by saying new year quasi new year shit, you know. But yeah, other than that, there's nothing much going on other than me achieving the things that I want to achieve. I'm about to go see my friend right now because she's also on leave. I think she's going for her sister. Oh, do you have friends? Her sister is engaged, so she's going for something she wanted me to go to. Because I'm thinking, it's the weekend. I get my paycheck tomorrow. Why do I still have to go and work for them? You know, I think I should just call and finish it off and say, I'm not coming in this week. Nearly deported. Rise up to the occasion. But anyway, guys, I hope you guys are doing well. Is there anything that I wanted to add on to? No, not really. I think I'm done. Guys, if you want to reach out to me, if you want to talk to me, you know, if you want to say hello, you can reach me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody _ on Instagram, and you better ask somebody podcast on YouTube. Guys, last of all, wachini kuandika jina glowful as glowful. It's glo. Mbona mnaongeza? The name is already short. Why would you add? Like, why would you stress yourself to write all that? I'm asking to glow. Okay. It's always so funny when I see somebody saying glowful. That's how I read it when you guys say glowful. She's so glowful. That's how I read it. Na nimeona mkini mention mali loko bana nasema mwachi kuni mention uko nao wasi. We are not the same. Yuck. Bye.